tuning in to Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up call. Now, we may not be as dramatic a wake-up call as the meteor that came in and bombarded Arizona here this past week, but we're here, and you never know where we're going to go in the 7 o'clock hour. We've talked about out of Africa. We've talked about the Pivot Rock fire above Strawberry. We've talked about being sightseeing on Christmas lights on the shore of Minnesota, Duluth, Minnesota, and we've talked, of course, about the meteor. But now we'd like to introduce you to a newfound friend, author Melissa Norris. Her book, The Made from Scratch Life.
You know, before we introduce or bring Melissa in with us, the reason I was excited about her book is because it kind of talks to something I've been thinking about. You know, being in media, we talk a lot about the millennials and the Gen Xers and the boomers and all that, and we make it sound like people now are so different. But I've kind of been suspecting lately that that's really not true. You know, kids grow up, they go to high school, they go to college. During that time, their parents know nothing and less. Then they get married, they have their children, they go on with their life, and then they realize mom and dad did know quite a bit. And I want to reach back and see what those things were and how they can teach me and how they can speak into my life.
So the brightness of the future is that all these wacky millennials are going to become baby boomers?
They're not wacky millennials. They're just finding their way, babe, just finding their way. So when Melissa K. Norris has written a book called Made from Scratch Life, which that title kind of struck me. So good morning, Melissa. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I am great. How are you guys?
Good, good. Now, Melissa has a blog. She has a podcast. She has a little radio show. Little is probably not the right word. You have a radio show. Is this your first book you've published, this Made from Scratch Life?
This is the first book that I've had traditionally published. I did one myself, so this is essentially the first one, yeah.
Okay, and so when I ask you about impressions and things, you have basically 200,000 people a month who are exposed to your information one way or another, which tells me that I'm right, that millennials do care. And Melissa has people who are older who just like to reminisce and support her. And then she also has younger moms and who are coming along and say, hey, you know, I want to know about these things. And Melissa's able to share that. So, Melissa, just tell us a little about your journey, you know, back to your family was in the Appalachian Mountains. Your grandparents, right?
Yeah, my grandparents, both sides, my mom's parents and my dad's parents are from North Carolina. So they're from the Appalachians. And then when my dad was 5 years old, his parents and his family migrated out to the Pacific Northwest. They came out for the logging in the early 1940s. And I'm still in the Pacific Northwest. We're up in Western Washington, Washington State. And my dad, so they carry a lot of that stuff. You know, my grandparents were from up in the hills of the Appalachians. So they brought out their seed with them and started, you know, their gardens and raised a lot of their own food and canned and, you know, lived off the land quite a bit, especially, you know, in the 1940s when the country was, you know, still struggling financially. So a lot of that I grew up with because my dad still really practiced all of that. When I grew up, he raised all of our own beef. So we always had our own beef cattle and we did a vegetable garden and mom canned and cooked from scratch. Part of it was necessity, and part of it is because we are really rural. We're about 45 minutes away from, you know, like your Walmarts and your Fred Meyers and Costco's and all that kind of stuff. So I kind of grew up a little bit, kind of old-fashioned probably compared to a lot of the kids in the 80s, so to speak. So I kind of grew up a little bit with that pioneer spirit was in my raising.
And then you married and started your family. And what I remember thinking when I saw that pioneer spirit, I really liked that when I was younger and had young children too, but I had a lot more energy then. So I look at that word pioneer spirit and I think, oh man, lots of work. So what is your philosophy? Do I have to go all the way back to like living off the grid and, you know,
scrub board washing,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. There are people who want to do off-grid who are really into, you know, the survival and preparedness thing, and I think that's fabulous. But for most of us, that's really not going to be the case and most practical. So for me, the pioneer spirit is just looking at your life and it's wanting to make it better. And even when you have setbacks, you learn from them and you keep going. I mean, in essence, that's what the pioneers did. You know, they moved west in the hopes of a better life, and then they worked to make that happen. So it's kind of kind of what I mean, but then we like to have the practical skills that go along with that. So my husband and I both still work full-time at regular jobs. Our kids are in school. We have electricity. I love my washing machine, but I do use a clothesline. So I dry my clothes on the line. There is just nothing like the fabric scent of the sunshine on your sheets when you crawl into bed at night.
Well, you know, so I wanted to kind of tell people about what's in the book, what they could look forward to seeing. I kind of had an opportunity to flip through this morning, and I love the different chapters. There's a kind of a combination of stories and your faith and just very practical tips, and kind of broken down into things you could do in the kitchen, in the garden, canning, house, everything down to household cleaners and personal care, right? So.
Yeah.
And we have a minute left for you. Kind of tell people what you think makes the book worth getting.
Yes, absolutely. So it's a step-by-step guide. It's very easy. It walks you through how to create a more natural life. So like I said, it's how to make your own homemade cleaners, to start growing some of your own food with really easy implemental steps. And there's over 40 recipes, and it's all from scratch, but with normal ingredients. You're not going to have to go out and buy a whole bunch of crazy ingredients to make it.
I like that part.
Awesome.
Right, yeah, me too. I mean, we just want, you know, normal stuff that anybody can make, that you don't have to have a culinary degree or a chef's degree for it to turn out, but it still tastes good, right? Because I don't know about you guys, but my kids are super picky.
Thanks, Melissa. It's Melissa Norris, author of the Made from Scratch Life book. Thanks a million for joining us this morning.
As well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.